Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Join us every weekday at this time to discuss news, spend time in the Word, and receive answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. And now your host, Richard Case.
Well, good morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
Here we are. We are going to air this the 24th of September. My goodness sakes, September will be over soon, and we'll be headed into real fall. And then guess what comes? Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Which is our favorite.
We can hardly wait for that Christmas tree to be put up behind you there.
Yeah, we'll have to see which theme I put up behind me this year.
Do you do different ones?
I have different themes, and sometimes I will change them up. So we'll see. I don't know if this year will be a year for changing them or not, but I may. You never know.
Yeah. The neat thing, the beautiful thing about Christmas, if you have, you know, of course you do and we do, we just love the decorations, you know, that set it up, and, you know, it's enjoyable, and we've been doing it ever since we got married, actually. So it's been a fun thing. Linda has, this year she's going to promote it more, but the Jesse tree.
We should be talking about that already, because people want that early.
If you have a desire to, it's an Advent wreath and candle set that you start December 1, and there's 25 days, obviously, in Christmas, from December 1 to 25. And every day you light the candles, and there's a ceremony to that. And then we have the Jesse tree is a felt tree that has ornaments on it. And the ornaments are reflecting the Bible stories from Genesis to Jesus. And it's a fantastic way to teach young kids the Bible and stories about the Bible, and then get them focused, think grandkids, all of that, right? Yeah. And so she used to make these herself, which takes a lot of time. And I said, you know, we got to get to a point where you can, you know, people can pay you for it, at least to cover the cost, and get somebody else to do the work. So she has, and she got all these people that are willing to do the work. And so now it's all in a package, and you could buy the package, and it's actually made by other people now that are professionally done. We have a beautiful book that goes with it. And so it's really going to be an exciting year for her to see.
Yeah, I know she's excited to see the fruit of this, right?
Because she has a heart for more and more families to remember the beauty of Christmas and don't let it drift away. And this is a great way for young kids, particularly. And we still do it. You know, Linda, even.
What would you say the average amount of time per day that you guys would spend on that? I know you did it with Josh and Aiden.
Yeah, we would do, I'd say 15 to 20 minutes.
Okay.
Because it's just, you know, you light the candles, and then you have a Bible verse that you read, and then they could act it out, and if they want to, and then they put the ornament on the tree, and we sing a carol. And we've tried to make it really easy. So for example, we would do it generally, we'd have dinner and we'd do it immediately after dinner.
Right.
For 15, 20 minutes. And it's a beautiful way for them to learn the Bible and to be excited about it. And it's fun, and they love ornaments and all this stuff. So it's clever. It's really clever.
Right. And now, is this something, this will be the first Christmas that in a long time that Josh and Aiden are not necessarily with you. Well, they won't be because of college with you for the whole month of December. They may get the tail end time with you, but the whole month. Will you and Linda continue to do that, just the two of you?
Yes, we do. We do. The two of us do it. It's a great way to keep Christ at the center of things.
So I'm casting a vision for how wide this isn't just if you have kids or if you have grandkids. This can be a new tradition for anybody, really.
That's right. Yeah. And then we bring them into it as they come. They will actually do it at their places because they've always learned to grow with it and grow up with it. So it does become it's not a mechanical thing either, because you get to read the scripture and you're processing what it means. It's interesting, as young kids, they just, you know, we would have them act the story out, or they'd talk about the story. As they got more mature, like they're college kids now, we talk about the deeper meaning of stuff. And you know, what does that mean to you, and how does that apply to you? What does that, you know, truth mean? And that's a fun thing. So we actually participate, still talk to them about, you know, how's your Jesse tree going, and what are you learning about it, and how's it going? But Linda and I just do it, the two of us.
Right.
So it's quite fun.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. So we've been talking about difficult relationships and how do we walk through them. And we've talked about, you know, as a couple, ideally you're always committed to walk through that. If your energy goes up, and you said last time, if our heart, we know that our heart isn't right. Mm-hmm. And see, when you start to realize actually where that goes, mm-hmm. is you don't get bothered by it.
Right.
Because at first you think, God is upset with me. I'm not doing it right. I better do it right. I'll work at it. I'll try, but I can't. Or this is who I am, and I got to put up with it. When God says, I want to work on your heart, you recognize, well, that's for my benefit.
Right.
Why? Because it takes me back to peace and joy and freedom. Mm-hmm. And the enjoyment of his relationship. And so as you learn that, it doesn't bother you when he says, hey, Rich, your heart isn't right here.
Right.
It's not like, uh-oh, I don't want to deal with this, or I'm justified in how I feel. And God says, well, yeah, but your heart isn't right. Mm-hmm. And because you recognize that's going to lead me back to freedom.
Right.
Sure. Absolutely. I'm going to take some time here. I got to work on my heart first.
And that's then, worth it. Yes.
Then you'll show me, because the resolution is always going to be that I would live in peace, joy, and freedom, the kingdom of God, mm-hmm. in the Holy Spirit. Whatever the resolution is, I'm still going to live there. Mm-hmm. And I'll show you what that looks like. And so, well, then why would I not do that? Because it's going to become, as the conflict deepens and the other party doesn't care, and they keep hurting me, or they keep coming against me, and I can't get around it. Now it's not going to happen in reconciliation. It's going to happen in how do I get in a place where I can stay in freedom without being hurt all the time.
Right.
So I have to learn that. Okay, so we talked about our heart, and then we're going to, let's return back now to Romans 12:9-20. And we're going to start talking about people that just are not going to move toward reconciliation.
Okay.
So go ahead and read that. Romans 12:9-20.
Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love and honor, giving preference to one another. Not lagging in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer. Distributing to the needs of the saints, given to hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. Be of the same mind toward one another. Do not set your mind on high things, but associate with the humble. Do not be wise in your own opinion. Repay no one evil for evil. Have regard for good things in the sight of all men. If it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men. Beloved, do not avenge yourselves, but rather give place to wrath, for it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. Therefore, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him a drink, for in so doing you will heap coals of fire on his head. Yeah. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good.
Yeah. So, you know, let's unpack and try to say, where are we? He says, as far as this concerning you, live peaceably with everybody. Mm-hmm. Okay, now that kind of flows from what we've talked about is, well, my heart is right with mm-hmm. God. I haven't gone to judgment. I'm living in forgiveness. But I also know that we aren't reconciled yet. I've tried. Right. I have a heart to, if that's where it goes. Could we work this through and resolve it, where you understand how you're hurting me, and then you would agree to do things differently that I agree with, and let's go and be reconciled. Mm-hmm. Now that's the ideal.
Right.
What we're talking about is I have that heart. So if they have a heart to go, I would go. But we're talking now where the other party says, I don't care. Mm-hmm. I am not going to process truth with you. As far as matter of fact, I'm going to keep blaming you.
Right.
And make it your fault. I'm going to get defensive. I'm going to spin the facts, or I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. And a family member, a business associate,
can even be an unbelieving spouse.
an unbelieving spouse, which we'll get into. I just don't care. And I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing. And I've got a system of manipulation.
Right.
I can push your buttons. I can control you. I can force you to do certain things because of the way that our system works. And you mm-hmm. capitulate, which you're not happy about. So he said, now, as far as it's concerning you, you're willing to go to peace, but they're not. He says, okay. He says, in that case, don't take vengeance yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I will repay. Get out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, don't you enable them and recognize that justice will be served. Now, we talked about before, our desire would be great. Go take care of them right now.
Mm-hmm.
And God says, well, my view of that might be quite a while.
Right.
That they're going to have the curse, which is going to happen. I'm going to curse those who curse you. Don't worry. But you may not see it. And as far as you're concerned, you don't even need to see it.
Mm-hmm.
Just know that it's going to happen. And it's a true statement. And the only way for them to reverse the curse, which is what I'd like you to do, is to pray for their repentance.
Mm-hmm.
Because that'll reverse the curse.
Right.
Just like it did for you and like it does for you. And so it's not about doing something. It's actually repenting and say, you know what? I'm sorry. I'm going to walk with you. And then God would say, okay, go get it resolved, which would be great. But in this case, it's not going to happen. So he said, don't you take vengeance. Don't you decide how you're going to get back or how you're going to manipulate. Or, by the way, I don't want you to accept it.
Interesting. Okay.
So be careful that particularly this is with family members where there's unhealthy family dynamics or there's business associates where they've got power over me. We think love means I just accept it.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I just, I'm going to be around them. They're going to hurt me. They're going to continue to do this stuff against me. I'm going to be dragged into it. I don't like going, but I have to accept. They said, no, I didn't say that. And there's a statement and go back and read, I think it's verses 16, maybe 16 and 17. There's an interesting statement that he makes there. Let me see if I can get it. But go ahead and read that and then I'll...
Okay. Be of the same mind toward one another. Do not set your mind on high things, but associate with the humble. Do not be wise in your own opinion.
Okay, right there. Do not be what? Wise in
wise what? In your own opinion.
Okay, now this is interesting. He's talking now to you. He said, you're in a situation that is not an easy solution.
Mm-hmm.
It's complicated. It's very tricky, what I call sticky, tricky, sticky. You think all the way from, I should just put up with it. Isn't that love? Isn't that mm-hmm. Christian love? To, I'm going to get back at him.
Right.
And I'm going to cause my own vengeance. He said, those two positions is being wise in your own opinion.
Mm-hmm.
He said, because of that, he says, I've got to show you the answer that only can come from me. And you've got to surrender your will to my instruction.
Right.
What would I have you do next? I don't want you to keep getting hurt.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to live in freedom. But you can't walk away from this particular relationship because they're in your environment, your right. family, your business. Church, mm-hmm. you can't stop seeing these people or being around these people. So like, you know, the example when I think I described what happened with my mom with, you know, the way she treated us and our children. I said, you know, I'm not going to ever spend any more holidays with her. I'm out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and God had to walk me through this aspect of, well, have you forgiven her?
Right.
No, I'm not going to. Mm. She deserves. He said, yeah, I know. It's right to be angry. But mm-hmm. I got to take you to forgiveness first.
Right.
It's your heart. We talked about that. I got to work on your heart. Okay. Forget her for the moment. This is about you. Okay.
Right.
Process. Gotten the word, received it, understood it. Oh, okay. So you've forgiven her already. I got to forgive her the same way. Yep. So I want your heart to be free of the burden of not being having forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's going to carry you into places that I don't want you to go. Okay. Now what? And my thought was, well, should I go process truth with her?
Mm-hmm.
And God says, that's not a good idea.
Right.
He said, the reason I already know that if you do, it'll actually set it backwards because she'll just rile herself back up
mm-hmm.
and defend it even more and come harder against you. So he said, no, that's not going to work. I'm going to have to help you set up a boundary.
Mm.
And he said, particularly with family members, particularly with parents, he says, now remember, there's a truth that I need you to understand. If you honor your father and mother, it'll go well with you.
Right.
But he said, the key is, what does that mean? Mm-hmm. He said, now don't be wise in your own opinion. Mm-hmm. Because we would say, well, honor, I guess honor means I should just live with it.
Right.
And I should be with them in holidays. And he said, no, your thought of not being around them in holidays anymore is a good one, because she can't manage that. Mm-hmm. And she's going to keep whacking you and your children, and your holidays are going to be miserable. Mm. So I want you to stop spending holidays with them. Okay, well, how do I honor them? Now, remember, he's building truth in me.
Right.
That I can have you do both, mm-hmm. and I'll have to show you what that looks like. And let me do it, not you. And I'll show you what that looks like. So Linda and I were processing, okay, we're supposed to honor her, but we're not supposed to allow her to keep doing what she's doing.
Right.
And particularly with our children. So how do we do that? And so, you know, and this is through discussion and processing and ideas that God, the Holy Spirit gives us and some input and that. Well, and what I heard was, you know, God say, do you think you could spend 2 nights and 3 days with her? Mm-hmm. Not at the Christmas time, but prior to Christmas.
Right.
You could celebrate Christmas, but you don't need to be with her on that holiday. You can create a pre-holiday with her. And do you think you could be with her 2 nights and 3 days? Mm-hmm. First said, I don't think so. Because she's not going to stop doing what she's doing. He said, right. Yeah, I know. I'm going to have to show you how to go through that without it affecting you anymore.
Right.
And she's not going to stop doing it. So don't pray to me that I change her, because she's not changing. Mm-hmm. She doesn't have a heart to change, and that ain't going to happen. So don't go that direction.
Which I'm going to pause you right there. He could just as easily have told you, I'm working on her heart.
Yeah.
And there's, so the instructions, so I just want anybody as we're sharing any stories, and I've got stories I can share too. None of this is formulaic. This is God speaking to Rich and Linda as they process, how do we handle this situation in this moment?
Yeah.
And he could, you know, 3 years later, tee up and say to you, okay, now dynamics are shifting, and now this is what it's going to look like. Or, you know, that can happen at any time, as long as we're staying responsive and surrendered, right?
Yeah, and I'll give you another example. On the other side of it is working with a guy who was having pretty deep conflict at work. He wanted to quit, mm-hmm. because this is not a pleasant place to be, and my boss is not treating me well, and he puts me in these situations where I can never get a break, and my wife is really upset, and, you know, all this stuff. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, why don't you write it out? What is causing the frustration?
Right.
He writes it out. And then I said, have you actually ever sat down and talked with your boss about it? Mm-hmm. No. I said, okay, so let's find out if maybe his heart is different than you think. Mm. So instead of you saying, I'm going to set up a boundary, or the boundary could be I'm leaving.
Right.
Let's go see how it works. And, you know, how can you lay out the things that are frustrating to you? And then I said, here, do you think you could go talk to him with honor and respect? Mm-hmm. No. Okay. That's your heart. That's a heart issue for
right.
you.
Right. Right.
Okay. Let's work on that. Let's get that where you could do that. And then all you calmly present and see where it goes. I said, now he could get really angry, hostile, and frustrating to you. And you know, okay, that's not going to go anywhere. I'm going to have to set up something different. Mm-hmm. But let's, before you decide your own boundary,
right?
Let's go find out, because maybe God's working on his heart and you didn't know it. Mm-hmm. And that's what you're saying. Okay. So he gets to it. Okay, I can do it with honor and respect. I said, okay, take him to lunch and just lay it out calmly and share why it's bothering you. And you're not requiring him to do anything. You're just wanting to see what he says. Mm-hmm. That's what forgiveness is all about. Now, if he has a heart to actually work with you, it'll come out.
Right.
If he says, I don't care. Look, that's the way it is. We're not changing it. I'm not changing. You better shape up. Okay. Then we have a different question to ask God.
Right.
But we don't know yet, because mm-hmm. maybe God's working on his heart. So he does. And he has this, and he calls me up. He says, man, he says, he listened to me. And he said, yeah, you know what? I didn't even know these were issues for you. But I care about you. And I want you to stay, and I like the work you're doing. So let's work on this together.
That's awesome.
By the way, there's some things you need to do differently, because you're not training your own people as the way you should, which is why they're always calling you. And I know that I haven't facilitated that. So let's work together and work this through. Mm-hmm. So he came out of it with, oh, his heart is different than I thought. Mm-hmm. And by the way, God will show you that. And maybe you'll have to go find out. And I might have had to test that out. God said, actually, I'm working on her heart. Mm-hmm. So yeah, you could do a little bit of discussion here. And I want to reemphasize what you just said. None of this is formulaic.
Yes.
It's back to do not be wise in your own opinion. Mm-hmm. I'll show you the answer. Mm-hmm. It's unique to you. It's unique to the situation. It's unique to the dynamics. And just because that worked for Rich, right, don't use that as a method. Rather, what Rich did well was seek me for the answer.
Right.
And I gave him about
even unique to a season, because I know I have seen, you know, times when God has given me a boundary to put in a relationship and said, you know, this is your boundary for now. And then 2 years later, he's like, okay, now pay attention. I've done a work and the needle has moved and this is your new boundary.
Right, right.
And, you know, being willing to be responsive to what he says in that at all times.
And think of the boundary is, I'm going to show you how to do it with honor and respect. And that boundary is going to be healthy for you.
Yes.
And I'll show you what that looks like. And mm-hmm. there is one. You can do it. It's not a harsh thing. It doesn't cause more trouble per se, but you now are protected from the impact of what that person is doing to you when you're around them.
Right.
So like in our case with the boundary that Linda and I set up was, I could be there for 2 days and three days and two nights, and she's going to continue to whack me. Mm-hmm. But Rich, I'm going to show you how to not let that penetrate you anymore.
Right.
And when you leave, you can say, I don't need to do this again for the next 6 months. Mm-hmm. You can live with that. And by the way, you're not focused on it. You're not bothered by it. You know, when she does it doesn't impact you anymore. And you got to learn how to do that, which we did. And then by the way, he said, you're going to visit her, you know, 2-3 times a year, not at a holiday.
Right.
Because that didn't work. At first, you're not even going to bring your children. It's just you. And you got to learn how to manage this well. She's going to do what she's going to do. I'm going to protect your heart. I'm going to ask you, do not hit the tar baby. Don't engage back. You and Linda got to pray that you don't have your normal reaction is to hit back.
Right. Right.
Don't do it. Learn it. And then what I'd like you to do in between is call her minimally once a month. Mm-hmm. Now it's going to be surface discussion. How's the weather? How's things going? You're not going to get anything deep. She's still going to do some stuff. Don't worry about it.
Right.
You can have a 20-minute conversation. Mm-hmm. Can you? Sure. You know, can you do it without anger and frustration? Yep. Right. When she whacks you, are you going to be able to learn how to not to react? Yep. And then we set up that boundary. And so... And we did it with, you know, we've decided that our Christmas or this holiday, we're going to travel, we're going to go skiing, we're going to do this. And they accepted that, okay, you have your own life now, but you're going to come see me. Yep. And it still was, she still did the things that she did, but over time it got less and less and less.
Right.
And then there was a moment where God said, okay, now you can bring your children with you. Cause it's a little bit safer now. And they will be okay with this. And you got to help them, you know, understand it. And it got better and better and better. And actually, the relationship with us got better. Relationship with Linda got better. And all of that negative energy really kind of dissipated. Now, we never went back to another holiday. And we never went deeper into the discussion of what she's been doing.
Right.
So we weren't reconciled to that level, but we were reconciled to a partial level. Mm-hmm. And it was because of the boundary.
And God never instructed you to call her out on what she was doing.
Never.
That's interesting, because he could also give that instruction to somebody, but he may very well say, like exactly in this case, no, you're not, that's not even going to be fruitful. We're not doing that. I'm going to show you how to navigate it differently.
Yep. And the boundary, see, was healthy for me. Mm-hmm. And because of it, and Linda, I'll show you what that looks like. You can be in peace, joy, and freedom in the middle of a very difficult relationship that isn't fundamentally going to change.
Right.
And I'll help you set up. And that's why what I talk with people is like you said, and you set this up, don't set up your own boundary.
Right.
Work it through, work it through, work it through. God will show you what that looks like and how to do it. And he said, now go practice it. Mm-hmm. Now, if we had to practice it, let's say we tried 2 days and three nights, and my mom got even worse.
Right.
And even made it worse. And if you don't come to Christmas, you know, blah, 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 and it becomes worse. And it's like, you know what? Maybe I should go down to 1 day and one night and 2 days, you know, and we would have had to see, I think this is a boundary that's going to work. Does it work?
Right.
Is it healthy or not? See, for me. So we'll talk more about that. So Heavenly Father, thank you for helping us get into this. We have more to talk and process about this, but we know that you will resolve every relationship. You will show us what boundaries are going to be healthy, but we can do it with honor and respect and not create more problems, but actually kind of solve the problems a little bit, salve the problems a little bit. So it becomes a little bit easier to be in that dynamic. And so we praise you for that. We know that this is your way and it's about seeking your wisdom. And we thank you in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much, Rich, and thank you, listeners, for joining us. If you have questions from today's broadcast, send them in to us at questions@abideministries.com, and we'll see you next time.
We will see you then.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments, and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. Remember, God's will is best and none better. His truth brings peace in this world of chaos.